so much discussion about the Everest, I thought we'd have a chat with James Ross from the Australian Turf Club. Morning to you, James.
Good morning, Andrew, and good morning to your listeners.
Mate, this is, it's incredible. You know, new snippets coming through. You know, Michael Hawks was on the show this time yesterday, and he's tweeted this morning a photo standing next to Caravaggio, who at this stage is a big rival to Chautauqua. Things are really starting to get around the Everest.
Yes, they have indeed, Andrew. It's great to see sort of profiling two great greys there. But, no, look, it's been really pleasing across you know, the length of Ascot this week. We've had interest in both media and from other slot holders, as well as the ATC, you know, talking up each international race, whether that be the, you know, the King's Stand right the way through the Commonwealth Cup and the Jubilee. There's been consistent interest and coverage, which is really pleasing for a race in its first year.
Yeah, in its first year, it's really starting to gain momentum. Now, I wanted to grab you just to remind participants and owners that there's a crucial time regarding the Everest on Friday.
Exactly, Andrew. Yes, the ATC is obviously one of the 12 slot holders, and we kicked off our process in early June, our expression of interest process to fill a slot. And, you know, our mandate has always been to assemble the best possible field. So we've had a number of discussions with owners and trainers, both domestically and internationally, and some of them particularly encouraging. And the expressions of interest and proposals are starting to flow in.
Okay, so the deadline is Friday, and then the board and management go through them and sort of come down with a short list. Is that how you play it out?
Yes, that's correct. We'll probably give ourselves the best part of July to both consider form and the proposals that various owners and trainers are submitting to us. There's also, I suppose, a series of races where horses, particularly the internationals, will be taking part in races like the July Cup. So all of that current form will be taken into account. But it'll be a very interesting time, and there'll be some robust discussion.
It will be. Ron Duffacy brought this up on Punter's Postmortem on Monday, that already a couple of the slots have gone. We know Chautauqua and those sort of horses, and it looks like Caravaggio is a very good chance of going into the Coolmore slot that they purchased. There's still, you know, five probably sitting out there in the marketplace. I guess you don't want to go too early because it's still a fair way to October, isn't it?
Well, that's true. I think it's finding that balance between obviously locking a horse in, and then some slot holders, I'm sure, will be looking at, you know, very current form in the lead up to the race. So it's that balance, and we've got some sort of other quite strategic investors which are going through a similar timeline to us. So I think we're pleased we're on this timeline, but there could be people who took the early bird special, so to speak, and have locked something in early, and we'll reap the benefits of it.
Yeah, understand. I mean, even I was talking to Benjamin Smith, the new Newcastle trainer within her time, and he said, look, I don't want to embarrass myself, but this mare's going pretty good. What do you think? And I said, well, we'll put it out there and see how people react, because she is an informed mare. I know she's got a spell and come back and do it again, but she's certainly showing good form. So people, if you're thinking about it, just put your interest into the ATC. Make sure you do it by Friday and then let it go through the process.
Yeah, that's correct. Look, there'll be a lot of horses out there which are either have existing Group 1 form or emerging Group 1 horses. So I think anyone who's competing at that level's well and truly in the mix. So So they shouldn't be shy about submitting an entry and putting forward a proposal. So we'll consider all of those on their merits.
Good on you, James. Thanks very much for your time. We'll stay in contact, and I'll remind again that the expression of interest for the Australian Turf Club slot in the Everest closes on Friday. Thanks a lot, James.
Thanks, Andrew.
James Ross there from the Australian Turf Club.